K-A-N, Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Jacob Sports. Well, there were some football games that were scheduled to have taken place Friday night here in the listening area, but the weather made those plans change rather quickly. The AHST versus Riverside football game scheduled for Friday was postponed until 5 p.m. today with a homecoming dance to follow. The Creston versus Orion Maxburg football game was postponed from Friday and will be played today beginning at 1 o'clock. Friday's Clarinda versus Red Oak football game will also get underway today at 1 o'clock. And on a separate note, today's YMCA flag football has been postponed until 5:30 p.m. on Monday, and that is an all-ages event. Recapping just some of the scores from last night's football action, it was ADM over Atlantic 38-0, Adair Casey downing Gradview Park Baptist Des Moines 65-16, Audubon beat Guthrie Center 33-6, Cam was an 80-58 winner over Lennox, Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 49-12. Griswold was a 68-6 winner over Ottawa West Monona. Also in area football, Nottoway Valley beat Tri-Center Neola 32-18. It was notable that Arthur BCIG over Clarinda Academy 46-6. Council Bluffs St. Albert blew away Trainer 59-0. It was Fort Dodge St. Edmund over IKM Manning 35-7. Stanton downing Essex 68-40. And West Central Valley of Stewart over Missouri Valley 44-34. In NFL news, Browns quarterback Brian Hoyer will miss the rest of the season with a torn right knee ligament suffered in Thursday's win over Buffalo. Hoyer began the year as Cleveland's number three quarterback, but was elevated to the starter's role after Brandon Whedon suffered a thumb injury in the second game of the season. Hoyer guided the Browns to two straight wins. He was replaced by Whedon in Thursday's game against Buffalo. Buffalo QB E.J. Manuel was also injured in that game and will miss at least 2 weeks after suffering a sprained ligament in his right knee. Dallas receiver Miles Austin could miss his second straight game with a hamstring injury when the Cowboys face Denver on Sunday. He's listed as doubtful. Raiders running back Darren McFadden has missed a third straight day of practice with a hamstring injury that has sidelined him since September 29th. He's doubtful for tomorrow's game with San Diego. Kansas City running back Jamal Charles is listed as probable for tomorrow's game against Tennessee. You can hear that on KJAN tomorrow afternoon. Charles missed practice time early in the week with blisters on his feet. Colts running back Ahmad Bradshaw will miss Sunday's game against Seattle and take a couple of weeks to decide whether he will have season-ending neck surgery. Bradshaw hasn't practiced since he took a hit in the opening series against the San Francisco 49ers a couple of weeks ago. Miami defensive end Cameron Wake is questionable for Sunday's game against Baltimore with a left knee injury that has already forced him to miss one game. The winless Giants have placed veteran guard Chris Snee on injured reserve with a hip injury that has ended his season. Carolina has traded three-time Pro Bowl linebacker John Beeson to the New York Giants. The deal was completed after Beeson passed a physical. He had microfracture surgery last October and looked slow in his first two starts. He'd been benched prior to Carolina's 38-0 win over the Giants on September 22nd and broached the topic of wanting to play more with Panthers coach John Rivera this week. Carolina gets a late-round draft pick in 2014 of the deal. In NBA news, Brooklyn Nets guard Jason Kidd has been suspended for two games for pleading guilty to driving while ability impaired. He will miss the first two games of the regular season. Kidd retired as an NBA player after last season and was then hired to coach the Nets, the team he took to two NBA finals as a player when the franchise played in New Jersey. In baseball news, Mike Minor pitched six strong innings. Jason Hayward had a two-run single, and the Atlanta Braves held on for a 4-3 victory over the L.A. Dodgers. Even their NL Division Series game at one game apiece. The Braves turned three double plays, the most important coming to end a Dodgers threat in the seventh with Atlanta clinging to a 2-1 lead. Luis Avalon got it started by backhanding Carl Crawford's grounder to the mound. Hanley Ramirez drove in all three Dodgers runs with a first inning double and a two-run homer in the eighth. Craig Kimbrell walked two in the ninth but banned Crawford for the save. Backup catcher Gerald Laird helped also, throwing out pinch runner D. Gordon trying to steal in a close play at second base. Game number three in the best of five series is Sunday at Dodger Stadium. The Pirates have evened up their best of five National League Divisional Playoff Series with a 7-1 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Pirates starter Garrett Cole went six innings, allowing just two hits and one run. He had five strikeouts. The loser was Lance Lynn, who in 4 1/3 innings of work gave up five runs on seven hits. Lynn had six strikeouts. The Pirates got home runs from Pedro Alvarez, a two-run shot, and Starling Marte, a solo blast. Today is a travel day with a series resuming Sunday in Pittsburgh. You can hear that game right after the Chiefs football game here on KJAN. Elsewhere in baseball, John Lester allowed 3 hits in 7 2/3 innings, and the Boston Red Sox took advantage of poor Tampa Bay defense in a 5-run 4th to beat the Rays 12-2 in the opener of the AL Division Series. Lester gave up a pair of solo homers to enter the monster seats, but he got the lead back when the Rays fell apart in the 4th. One ball fell between 2 outfielders. Another took a bad hop off of the green monster standings. And one batter reached safely on a drop 3rd strike, while another, when pitcher Matt Moore was slow to cover first. By the time it was all over, the Red Sox were ahead 5-2 and on their way to the early lead in the best-of-5 series. Game number 2 is today at Fenway Park. The Detroit Tigers captured game 1 of their AL Division Series with a 3-2 win over the Athletics in Oakland. The Tigers jumped on 18-game winner Bartolo Colon for 3 runs in the first inning. Baseball's winningest pitcher, 21-game winner Max Scherzer, made it hold up. Scherzer gave up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out a career postseason high 11 in his 7 innings. His only hiccup was a 2-run home run by Jonas Cepedras in the 7th inning. Scherzer and 2 relievers combined on a 3-hitter. The A's and Tigers play game number 2 tonight. The Tigers send out 13-game winner Justin Verlander, last year's Cy Young Award winner, against A's rookie Sonny Gray. After failing to get the Cincinnati Reds past the first round of the playoffs for the 3rd straight time, the Reds sacked veteran manager Dusty Baker after 6 seasons at the helm. Baker said, maybe it was time, as he noted, quote, I was starting to get quite a few jeers and some hate mail and stuff, so maybe it was time for me to move on. The 64-year-old had 1 season left on a 2-year contract he signed last October. Baker guided the Reds into the playoffs 3 of the last 4 years, but they never advanced. The Reds are the 4th team with an opening at manager. Davey Johnson retired after the Nationals season. Eric Wedge left the Mariners. And the Cubs fired Dave Swaim after finishing last in the NL Central. A person familiar with the negotiations says the New York Yankees have made a contract offer to manager Joe Girardi. Girardi's contract expires at the end of the month. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman met with Girardi on Monday and with the manager's agent Steve Mandel on Wednesday. Girardi replaced Joe Torre after the 2007 season and was given a $7.8 million 3-year contract. He's completing a $9 million 3-year deal. He led the Yankees to a 564-408 record and a World Series title. Mets ace Matt Harvey will have surgery to repair a partially torn ligament in his right elbow. The operation will sideline him for the 2014 season. The 24-year-old Harvey was diagnosed with a torn ulnar collateral ligament on August 26th. But said he wanted to try to rehab the elbow and avoid surgery. Projected recuperation time for elbow ligament operations is generally about a year. Harvey was the National League starter in the All-Star game and went 9-5 with a 2.27 ERA before the injury. In other baseball news, Alex Rodriguez is suing Major League Baseball and its commissioner, saying they're trying to destroy his reputation and career. A lawsuit filed by the New York Yankees third baseman in New York State Supreme Court seeks unspecified damages. The suit claims Commissioner Bud Selig and Major League Baseball have tried to smear Rodriguez's reputation to, quote, gloss over Selig's past inaction and tacit approval of the use of performance-enhancing substances in baseball. And Albert Pujols is suing former Cardinals slugger Jack Clark for saying on his radio show that Pujols used steroids. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and asks for a declaration that Clark's statements are false. Clark said during his show on August the 2nd, that he knew, quote, for a fact that Pujols used steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. Clark and co-host Kevin Slayton were fired soon afterwards. And in racing news, Kevin Harvick has won his first pole since 2006 after turning the fastest qualifying lap for Sunday's chase for the championship race at the Kansas Speedway. Harvick enters the race tied for 4th in the standings, 39 points back of the leader, Matt Kenseth. He qualified for 7th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. had the 2nd-best qualifying speed, followed by Jimmy Johnson. Kenseth enters the race 8 points ahead of Johnson. That is a check of sports on KJAN. A reminder, Hawkeyes football coming up at 9 o'clock. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.